And so there were three wise men, all barristers. And as the High Court judge enters his court, they were there waiting for him. And the first arises and said to the judge, "My lord, I appear for the prosecution." And the second one also stands and says, "My lord, I appear for the defence." And then with considerable dignity, and the third wise barrister arises and says, "My lord, I appear to be in the wrong court." You know, this morning our thoughts revolve around the three wise men whose journey took them to a court, the court of Herod the Great, and on to the infant Jesus. I say wise men, but I'd like to put a question mark after that. You know, these three wise men were certainly not kings, and their names don't appear in the Bible. And where did they come from? Well, Babylonia is a strong possibility. And they were probably both astronomers and astrologers. And so they were people who studied the stars. And these wise men might have spent some time planning their journey and researching the stars. But eventually the time came for them to set out and follow the star. I think, you know, one of the remarkable things about this story, as you look through it, it shows, doesn't it, that when we are thinking about mission, God thinks about it also and gets there first. You know, in this story, we see that God is already at work in the lives of the three men from the East. They clearly seem to have a spiritual hunger to find out about the Messiah, and God has met them just where they are. Prior to this, of course, God had spoken to Joseph in a dream, and now he speaks to the wise men through the stars. This was to be a journey of surprises. And you know, as we journey towards Jesus, or indeed journey with him, we also need to be ready for surprises. And as we look at this story, you know, it's possibly true to say, isn't it, that when we look at it, we often focus on their coming and their gifts, but not so much on the consequences of their journey and their visit. So we see that God was leading them to Bethlehem. But they thought they knew best. They went to Jerusalem. To Jerusalem with its high walls and its palaces and its shining temples, with its Herod, with its high priest and those clanking soldiers. So unfortunately, the wise men went to the wrong place with the wrong expectations. They stopped to call on King Herod. He was, as you will know, one of a long line of kings. Many of them shared the family name of Herod. And like Joseph, Herod was linked by family connections with the ancient King David. And Herod did some good things for God's people. He built the Jewish temple, hoping to get the people on his side. But he also built temples to other gods. And so the people didn't really trust him. And he also did all he could to please the Romans, who had given him the power. You see, his position as king was always at risk. The Romans could, at any time, get rid of him. Herod was very rich and quite powerful, and he didn't want anything to threaten his position. his power. And so worried was he of being overthrown that he even killed three of his sons, his wife, her father and mother, and others in order to remain king. Herod was an evil man. And I suppose this story is also about, isn't it? Evil versus good. But this evil man was the one that the wise men had to confront. And when they asked him where the king of the Jews was to be born, I'm sure he was very likely to have had them sent to their death. But of course, he needed to know where the child might be found. And on hearing that Bethlehem of Judea was to be the place and that the scrolls gave no indication of the time of the coming of the Messiah, he asked or instructed the wise men to visit Bethlehem and report back with information that would enable him to visit and worship the child. And so the wise men set off on that journey to Bethlehem, following the star. Now I wonder that when they set off, they felt they were perhaps being followed by one or more of Herod's spies. Well, as they set off, Herod remained in his palace, worried about his power, worried about upsetting the people, and worried about the newborn king. Well, when the wise men found Jesus, they immediately knew that he was no ordinary child, and they were overjoyed and filled with desire to worship. And when we encounter Jesus, that surely produces a response, doesn't it, of joyful worship. And we're told that before they departed, the wise men showed that they understood the baby Jesus to be a king by offering him gifts, gold and frankincense, which signified kingship and priesthood. And their gift of myrrh was traditionally used for burial purposes, and so that pointed forward to the death and resurrection of Christ. The wise men needed spiritual discernment to see beyond the newborn baby to the Christ lying there. And we need to see him as king in our lives if we are to worship him and serve him well. Well, the story goes on, and we're told that the wise men returned home another way. They feared for their lives, and so avoided Herod. And Herod was so angry that they had disobeyed his request or his command that he ordered all the baby boys should be killed. You see, he had to remain king, and he was prepared to do anything to retain his position and his power. He really didn't care about other people, didn't care what happened to them. And so on the journey, the wise men had to take risks. In addition to the physical dangers of the journey itself, they were prepared to disobey Herod. But perhaps Joseph sensed the anxiety of the wise men, and this prepared him to hear the message about fleeing to Egypt. I wonder, you know, if as they departed from Bethlehem, Joseph and Mary with the baby Jesus, all the wise men ever heard those screaming, yelling and shouting of the men and women and children who were in desperate fear. I wonder if, because of the distance, they felt helpless to help, or perhaps felt unable to help because of the certainty that it was Herod and his soldiers seeking the child. And I wonder how they felt as silence and darkness settled over Bethlehem. Herod, in order to make sure that no child born recently in Bethlehem should ever reign over the Jews, carried out his threat to kill every male child under two. These wise men, with a question mark, by going to Jerusalem, the wrong place with the wrong expectations, caused havoc and suffering. And they provoked the massacre of children. That was one consequence of their journey. And 2,000 plus years on, the wise still make mistakes. Still people want to hang on to the power that they have. And we read about and see on TV people screaming, yelling, shouting in desperate fear. Still the darkness of Bethlehem is repeated around the world today. You know, we may well know more and enjoy effective ways of communication. Our intelligence and surveillance gathering is more effective, and we say that we understand human behaviour, individual and collective, but still the innocent are killed. Others go hungry, and yet others, like baby Jesus, have to flee for their lives. And our journeys also have consequences. We can go where God leads us, or we can choose to go our own way, the wrong way. But there was a much happier consequence of the journey of the wise men, a miracle. Because these three wise men, despite going to the wrong place with all its consequences, when they arrived where the baby was, they were accepted. They were welcomed to be in the presence of baby Jesus. Wherever we are on the journey, Christ welcomes us. He won't turn us away. But coming to Christ isn't always easy. And people come to him from different routes, with pasts that are complex, with false perceptions and wrong starts. As you journey towards Christ, can you take all your complicated pasts with you and trust God to take you just as you are? After meeting Jesus, the three wise men took a different route, a different direction. And meeting Jesus will take you. It takes us in a different direction. We are changed. And we are taken away from the ways of evil Herod towards the love and peace offered to us, to you, by God, through Jesus Christ. Amen.